Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Length reporting for investors who want the whole story. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Hey, welcome in. Time for KER Politics. Had a best-selling author on the show last week with Nick Adams, Trump and Churchill. Very interesting book. I have another gentleman with me this week. His name happens to be Richard Lawless. He has written a book entitled Capitol Hill's Criminal Underground, the most thorough exploration of government. Richard, you worked with many government officials in researching this book, and it portrays a picture that is certainly, I would have to say, needs to be changed. You want to describe it for us?
You bet, Al. Thanks for having me. And I'm looking forward to sharing this with your listeners. When we started a project in Puerto Rico, a big government utility project in Puerto Rico, and when Puerto Rico went bankrupt, we were a little dumbfounded because the Puerto Rico municipal agencies all had great credit ratings. So we started an investigation to get to the bottom of it so we wouldn't make this mistake again and try to better understand how this calamity happened to our company. And during the investigation, we found out that the municipal agencies in Puerto Rico have been bankrupt for almost a decade.
You're kidding.
And didn't have the cash flow, the collateral, or the character and experience to qualify for good bond ratings. Yet, they were able to buy them from Moody's, Finch, and S&P Global as long as they paid the right fee. And I think one of the big motivating factors for the credit rating agencies and the banks was this long-enduring period of low interest rates. Low interest rates do not motivate bondholders or even mortgage holders to refinance their mortgages. And refinancing activity represents 70% of the fee income for the banks and bond issuers or bond credit rating agencies. And they had to replace that income somehow. So in my opinion, they started issuing good credit ratings to bad companies, knowing that they would have to come back to them every 3 to 5 years to refinance those bonds before the public found out they never had the ability to repay them. A Ponzi scheme, just like what Bernie Madoff did, pay off the bonds with other people's new money and start the whole routine all over again. And it helped generate billions of dollars in fee income for the credit rating agencies and the banks. And it wasn't until these Ponzi schemes collapsed that people realized what was going on. And when we started to look into it, we found out that the politicians or senior senators over the past 15 years have put political appointees in positions of power at the Department of Justice and our regulatory agencies like the Securities and Exchange Commission. And what they would do is they would accept bribes from the credit rating agencies and the banks that are participating in this criminal activity. And they would make sure there were political appointees within the Department of Justice and the Securities and Exchange Commission would not investigate them, prosecute them, or hit them with billions of dollars in regulatory fines. And it's become a main source of campaign contributions for these folks. In America, 90% of the politicians with the most money will win their reelection 90% of the time. So they've come up with a strategy. I call it Chicago politics.
Yep.
Where they can take advantage of crisis situations to benefit themselves. And as I started writing articles about this, Al, employees were coming out of the woodwork from the DOJ, from the CIA, from NSA, from the Securities and Exchange Commission, British intelligence, sharing with me that they've been fully knowledgeable about this mafia-style protection racket for over a decade, and they're sick of it. And in my articles, they sensed I was getting close to actually understanding what was going on, and they wanted to help bring me whatever information they could so I can draw a complete picture. So I'm lucky. In my book, I was able to name names of specific politicians and their associates within the Department of Justice and the Securities and Exchange Commission that are engaging in this criminal activity. I didn't pull any punches. I said, these are who they are. This is how much money they're getting. And these are their political appointees who have killed these criminal complaints. But it gets better than that now, because in the process of working with whistleblowers from the CIA, I found out that the CIA has over a decade's worth of recorded phone conversations that specifically named our most senior senators and other DOJ officials in this criminal enterprise. They identify them as people who are getting payoffs and bribes to execute their role in this mafia-style protection racket. And that happened because there was so much excess liquidity from the issuance of these fraudulent bonds that there was a lot of money laundering activity coming out of Puerto Rico, where the money was laundered in Venezuela. And the CIA started to pursue those wire transfers, assuming it was drug activity, only to find out it was the most senior politicians in Washington.
You know, I have to tell you, as I mentioned to you earlier in the week, Richard, I lived through that. I was a director of a small publicly traded bank I think we finally sold out in about 2002 or thereabouts. The president of our bank, or I should say the chairman, was a Chinese fellow from Hong Kong who was incredibly astute. From a financial standpoint, and he saw the writing on the wall. We were forced, as I mentioned to you, to accept loans from people who were totally unqualified. We were forced, interestingly enough, by members of the government to underwrite people who had no business whatsoever being underwritten in the real estate market. Fai Chan, the chairman of our bank, basically saw the writing on the wall. We sold our bank in time, fortunately, to another institution, and the problems that they had because of these absolutely ridiculous real estate loans, Richard, were astronomical. And I commend you, my friend, for writing that particular book. It's something that America needs to be aware of. I'd like you to talk a little bit more about the book, but I also want to get your opinion. We've only got about 2 minutes here. What do you think about what's going on in the business climate currently with the lockdown, et cetera, et cetera? Is it going to work?
It's going to have a devastating economic impact. I've been engaged in small business economic surveillance for 30 years as a senior and executive banker at companies like Wells Fargo and Home Savings, Washington Mutual, and I have never seen economic indicators this bad. We've taken what could be a severe health crisis and turned it into a near-fatal economic crisis. If these economic indicators hold, I don't know how we avoid going into an extended period that'll look and feel like a Great Depression.
Well, having a bit of an economic background myself, Richard, not nearly as extensive perhaps as yours, but I kind of do know my way around the block. I don't personally see any way that this can work. I guess, you know, but that's a subject I would have to say for a different time. It's unfortunate that the people of the United States are going to have to go through some very, very hard times. No question about that. We have 15 seconds. One last comment about your book, Richard.
Well, the reason I wrote Capitol Hill's Criminal Underground, and I hope everybody buys a copy, because most people think it's the other guy's politician, but they'll find out it's theirs.
That's right.
And this economic crisis, we need our politicians more than ever. And so many of them are not spending their time focused on us, but they're trying to make political calculations on how they can control these hundreds of billions of dollars in distributions to benefit themselves.
Richard Lawless, thank you very much, sir. We will be highlighting your book on our website.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than two decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunityforlife.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as $1 a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about $1 a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Hey, welcome in. Continuing on with KER Politics. You know, I got to tell you, Richard Loveless is a very interesting guy. He's got some, I think, very factual and insightful comments on what's going on in the economy right now. I'm speaking right now with my friend Frieda Birnbaum. Dr. Frieda is a clinical psychologist. She is going to address the subject of the, what I call it euphemistically, the voluntary quarantine. It's a very difficult phase for a lot of people to go through. Frieda is going to give you some advice based on her education and experience as to making it easier to deal with. I also want to say that I have to adhere to a clock in terms of our program, so the stations have time to air their commercials. What I'm going to do is, if we get close to the stopping point on a clock, I'm simply going to not change the subject, but change the method of delivery only to our website. So we're going to go from radio to podcast, and just bear with me, and I will explain to you exactly how you can do that with no interruption. Dr. Frieda, thank you for taking so much time. You know, I have to tell you, in my opinion, this voluntary quarantine is not all that bad, but I hear a lot of complaints. What do you have to say about it, Doc?
Well, things could be definitely worse, and we have to look at that and be appreciative that we have food on the table, a place to live in. I mean, what could be better than that? Let's stop complaining. But, you know, your environment does define you. If you have something blue, you have a color that's green, that is something that's extremely calming. When you enter your house or your apartment, those colors, rather than something bold, dark blue or red, that can stimulate you, that's not what you really want. Another good thing to have around is a plant, something that's natural, that reminds you of nature, that's also calming, and a pet doesn't hurt either. A dog or a cat that's there to embrace you, sometimes better than a spouse that can complain. They love you unconditionally. What can be better than that? And then when it's time to have dinner, have a set time. If you're with your partner or with your family, talk about positive things. Don't turn on the news. Don't listen to what they have to say. That's for another time. That's not a time when you're trying to socialize with your family. And if you are alone, there's nothing wrong with picking up that phone and calling someone, a relative or a friend, and try to keep it positive as well. We are what we do, and when we do things in a way that's supportive and caring and warm, that's really what we become. Our house is the same thing. When you put light in the house, positivity is there. Corners can have light in them, so you have joy in that place as well, when you have the ability to be in every part of your house without feeling a downside to it. And then just quickly, when you go to sleep, get rid of all those gadgets, all those electric gadgets, the blue light. Turn off the lights, pull down the shades, give yourself some time, think of positive things. Best time to go to sleep naturally is 10, get up at 6 if you can with the sunlight, and then exercise, shower, meditate, journaling, and you have the whole day ahead of you to look forward to because you did all the right things. And then after that, we need to look at sleep deprivation. People are anxious nowadays, and they're stressed out. So I'm trying to give you this one warning. If you go to sleep, think of positive thoughts. Think of future plans as someone that you enjoy being with, memories that you have. That's what's really going to lull you to sleep. And if you can't sleep at night, you don't have to force it. Stay calm. Be relaxed. Even laying down can be comforting and can give you the opportunity to heal your body. And eventually when you do that, even reading a book or a magazine can get you back. Don't put on your cell phone. Don't look at the news. Put you back on track. If you miss a half hour of sleep or an hour of sleep, so what? It doesn't matter because the minute you panic, that's when you get stressed out, and that's when you can't go back to sleep. Another thing I find personally, I can't drink coffee in the after 12 o'clock in the afternoon or chocolate because that keeps me up. As well, if you have medical conditions or obesity, that needs to be looked at because then that interferes with your sleep. So turn off the news. I watch. I'm watching Annie and with an E, whatever. That's really is pulling me in. So I'm watching that at night. Watch a movie. Have conversation with people that are pleasant around you. And then again, writing something down, taking your thoughts and putting it on paper helps to get rid of it, so you don't have to carry those negativities around you. You can really think about joyful experiences instead. And the third thing I want to say quickly, because I'm running after the, chasing the clock here, is that, you know, the positive after effects of the virus is something really that sounds ridiculous, but there are. We know now that masks can help us. So with all kinds of viruses, we can use that now. Washing our hands, keeping a distance, that's going to come into play even if they say you're out of this quarantine, out of this self-isolation, whatever you're doing, it doesn't mean you shouldn't keep the rules up. Another thing that's good is that we're exercising. We're considering what we're eating more now, and we're looking into our relationships like we didn't before. Isn't that what we always wish for on New Year's Eve, our New Year's Eve resolutions? We're going to exercise and get closer to our relatives. Well, we're doing it now, and I think that's a great thing.
You know, Frieda, I have to tell you, those are words of wisdom that, in my opinion, everybody should take into consideration. Let me give you guys a little bit of a personal note here. I have been a little uptight recently, for lack of better terms, and I posted something on our website in last Friday that exemplified my position to all of my friends out there. You know, and Frankie, Out of the Box, Evelyn, all of you guys, you know, we share similar philosophies for the most part. Maybe not completely, but for the most part. I don't want to lose your friendships because I am an uptight individual. I have decided to take Frieda's advice almost verbatim, in the sense that I am going to do everything that she has suggested. Why am I doing that? Larry, I'm doing that in conjunction with a little bit of homeopathic medicine, for lack of better terms, because homeopathic medicine, in my opinion, goes hand in hand with clinical psychology. Perhaps not psychiatry, because psychiatrists utilize drugs. Clinical psychologists do not. I have had plenty of experience with clinical psychologists, and I tell you, the drug that Dr. Frieda and other friends of mine who are in the trade use are simply a drug called common sense. If you utilize common sense, you're not going to have any problems. Turn your problems over to a higher power if that makes it easier for you. But to make a long story short, do that, and you simply use common sense. Dr. Frieda is going to be with us during these trying times almost every day from now on in terms of daily editorials. Going to be right back.
To find out more about today's guest, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Hand sanitizer is not an option. It's now a must-have. But where can you find it? Online at 2020safe.net. The highest quality hand sanitizer that destroys microorganisms and prevents transmission of pathogens. Now available in a 1-liter bottle with a bonus at 2020safe.net. When you order a 1-liter bottle of our high-quality hand sanitizer, you'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $14.95 value, free by using code GCN at checkout. 2020safe.net offers many natural products to help support health and help you live a more fulfilled life. From germ-zapping hand sanitizer to immune-building nutraceuticals to natural stress, anxiety, and sleep aids, 2020safe.net has what you need in stock today. Just click 2020safe.net, that's 2020safe.net, to get our 1-liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your bonus free 30-count bottle of Immune Booster. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours free. Go now to 2020safe.net.
USA Radio News with Wendy King. The death toll from the coronavirus has topped 64,000. The president says a new antiviral has been given the green light by federal regulators.
I'm pleased to announce that Gilead now has an EUA from the FDA for remdesivir. And you know what that is, because that's been the hot thing also in the papers and in the media for the last little while. An important treatment for hospitalized coronavirus patients.
He also called on Michigan's Democratic governor to go easier on the stay-at-home orders. Protesters were at the state capitol. Democratic Congresswoman Alyssa Slotkin.
What bothered me yesterday is they endangered the police, the sergeant at arms, you know, the staff, by not social distancing, yelling in their faces. And I think it loses some of its strength and message.
This is USA Radio News. The White House blocked Dr. Anthony Fauci from testifying at next week's House hearing on the federal coronavirus response. The House Appropriation Committee's subcommittee on the Departments of Labor, Health and Human Services, Education, and related agencies sought to have Fauci appear at its Wednesday hearing. Fauci, as director of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, serves on the White House Coronavirus Task Force. Former Centers for Disease Control and Prevention Director Dr. Tom Frieden is expected to appear at the Wednesday hearing. On MSNBC's Morning Joe, former Vice President Joe Biden spoke about a sexual assault allegation that was made against him.
It never happened. And it didn't. It never happened.
Former Senate staffer Tara Reid says he assaulted her in a Capitol Hill office building in the 1990s.
I'm not going to question her motive. I'm not going to get into that at all. I don't know why she's saying this.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
Welcome in, Tom, for the second hour of KER Politics. I have a very interesting former member of academia. I guess you're never former. He probably still is. His name is John M. Ellis. John was on the faculty for the majority of his career at the University of California at Santa Cruz. Very, very beautiful campus. Very, very pretty part of that liberal state. Let me read you what John's publicist had to say about him. A series of near riots on campuses aimed at silencing guest speakers has exposed the fact that our universities are no longer devoted to the free exchange of ideas in pursuit of truth. God, isn't that the truth? But this hostility to free speech is only a symptom of a deeper problem, which John is going to talk about, and which he talks about extensively in his book, The Breakdown of Higher Education, How It Happened, The Damage It Does, and What Can Be Done. John, you have the microphone, sir. Please talk about your book and your philosophy, because I am very tuned in and 100% in agreement with what I just said.
Well, my book is written basically for ordinary people, not professors.
Okay.
It's written for parents and potential students, just members of the general public who know there's something wrong. And so I've tried to write a very, hopefully, direct and not too complicated argument to explain the basic questions that those members of the public have about higher education at the moment. The first is, how bad is it? I mean, members of the public hear that it's pretty bad. I try to explain carefully exactly how bad it is. And it is very, very bad. Secondly, I try to explain, because people are puzzled, how this could happen to our great universities. I mean, how is it possible that 50 years ago they were so wonderful and suddenly they're really not anymore? So I explain how it was able to happen, what made it possible for it to happen, and what was the process, how long did it take, and what shape did the rock take? The third question is, what damage is all this doing to our society, not just to the academy itself, but how is our society being damaged by all of this? And the fourth question is, what can we do about it? What actually is it possible for the public to do? Because the academy itself is beyond the state in which it can self-correct. It is too corrupt for that. If you simply say to the academy, you ought to do better, nothing will happen. So it's in the hands of the citizens of the country who ultimately pay for the universities through tuition payments and through taxes and so on and donations. It's up to those people to say to the academy, we have some things that we're going to demand of you, and if you don't do them, we'll abandon you. Mm-hmm. And that's what the public has to say. Anyway, so that's the sort of book it is. And I've tried to explain as carefully as I can those fundamental questions.
And they are?
Well, as I say, one, what's the shape of the damage? What's the shape of the problem? How extensive is it? How bad is it? Two, how did it get to be that way? Three, what damage is it doing to us? And four, what can we do about it?
Okay, let's start with number one. How big a damage is done? What's the magnitude?
Well, it's huge. You can look at it from the point of view of the composition of the faculty. 50 years ago, something like three left-of-center professors for two right-of-center professors. So that's a tilt to the left, but it's still a situation where there's a good, healthy debate between the left and the right, between different kinds of people, in other words. In other words, on college faculties, on college campuses, when you're looking at problems, social problems, political problems, there's a healthy debate between people who represent a really good spectrum of points of view. Now, current position is something like 13 to the left to 1 on the right. Now, that's not a healthy situation. That's not a situation where you can have a healthy debate on the issues of the day. The only place you can get a healthy debate on political issues and social issues of the day is off campus. You can't get it on campus because there's a stultifying uniformity of thought. And where everyone agrees with everybody else, which is what's happening on campus, in fact, what happens is that there's no debate, really. The opinions get lazy and poorly formulated. They deteriorate. Essentially, what you get is more and more extreme leftist positions because there's no discipline. Where there's no one to correct you, you can just slide into ever greater stupidity, really.
Mm-hmm.
It's only when you have intellectual enemies present that you get kept on your toes. So you have a situation now where not only is there no healthy debate on the issues that matter to Americans, you actually have, instead of analysis of issues and greater understanding of issues, you have actually political advocacy replacing teaching. So kids are not being taught how to think. They're being taught that this is the way we want you to think, which means education is not taking place.
Correct. I agree. John, let me ask you a question.
you ask the question in the book, and you get into the ramifications of the question. How did it start? My question to you, sir, we're down, by the way, to about we've got about 2 and a half minutes left. How did it start exactly? That's something that totally befuddles me, John.
All right. It befuddles the public generally. Everybody says to me, how could this possibly have happened to our great universities? Okay, here's the beginning of the explanation. 1965 to 1975, those 10 years. Now, those 10 years are what you've got to focus on. First of all, those 10 years are the years in which the baby boomers came of age and needed to go to college.
Mm-hmm.
So, in other words, you know, the people who came back from the Second World War started the families that they delayed, and there was a huge increase in the birth rate. Suddenly, a whole lot more people needed college in 65 to 75. Now, there were 4 million students in public higher education at the beginning of that 10 years. By the end of the 10 years, there were 9 million. In other words, 2.25 times as much. So, in other words, you needed suddenly to hire new professors in numbers that were far greater than all the existing professors in the country. It's a huge, massive hiring program at that particular moment. Now, 65 to 75 was also characterized by something else, and you know what that is.
Yes, sir.
The unrest over the Vietnam War. So
right.
The campuses became politically very unhappy places because young kids were being drafted. And it's fair to say that on campus you had a massive increase in unhappiness about our government, unhappiness about the direction the country was going. In other words, radical leftism was given a big boost by unhappiness over the Vietnam War. Now,
John,
so just
I hate to say it, John, we have to take a real quick commercial break here, but then we're going to be right back with you. It seems like the war in Vietnam, which is something that I have studied, I have read some very excellent books about it, I have to say, and I also have to say that it did cause a lot of problems, not the least of which was education. Be right back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNlife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNlife.com.
Attention gardeners, if you need to grow nutritionally dense vegetables or medicinal herbs this year, listen, because a bioactive superfood for plants is now available. This all-natural superfood for plants is so effective at producing maximum plant growth in minimum time that it almost forces plants to grow, even under the worst light and soil conditions. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's truly remarkable. Vegetables grow faster and contain more bioavailable vitamins and trace minerals. Plants that rarely bloom will flower constantly. Sickly plants become vibrantly alive. Medicinal herbs become super potent. Flowers become more vivid right before your very eyes. ProtoGrow also improves the taste quality of all your garden vegetables. That's because it's more than just an all-natural superfood for plants. It's a proprietary blend of bioactive sea nutrients that contain the basic building blocks of life itself, which is why ProtoGrow even renews your garden by increasing the microorganisms in the soil. Learn more at growlikecrazy.com. That's growlikecrazy.com. Get special pricing for network listeners right now at growlikecrazy.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hey, welcome in. Wrapping up KER Politics with my good friend Jim McKinney. I want to make one announcement, as I made prior to the segment that I did with Dr. Frieda, and that is we do have to adhere to a clock for the radio listeners, and so we do have to take a break at certain times. If we take a break at a time, as I probably will with Jim here, towards the end of the segment, please just go to our website, which is very obvious, www.kereport.com, and the rest of our discussion, which is an important one, will certainly be available on the website. I guess that's better known as a podcast. Okay, here to wrap up KER Politics, you know, I want to say one thing, and that is what's going on in the country right now. Maybe some justice is starting to come back into the situation in terms of what's going on with General Flynn. You know, I cannot believe, and I've said this too many times, I really can't believe the dirt that's coming out from the Democrats in terms of questionable actions, etc., etc. Jim is a real student of this. I'm going to ask him to explain the situation with General Flynn, who appears will be totally exonerated at the expense of some real, real bad people in power. Jimmy, you're on, sir.
Well, General Flynn was he retired as a lieutenant general. He was the head of Defense Intelligence Agency. He had contradicted the Obama administration on threat for Islamic extremists, in particular the ISIS, and the Obama administration fired him. At the same time, or right around that time, there was a suit or a complaint against the deputy director of the FBI, Andrew McCabe, by a young woman who, well, not a young woman, but a 16-year veteran of the FBI of sexual harassment and abuse. General Flynn knew her from his work as the director in DIA, and he offered a letter of support and said she was a very, very fine person. Apparently, Andrew McCabe didn't like that, because what we find now is that as we approached the campaign and General Flynn became an advisor, a national security advisor for Donald Trump in his campaign in 2016, the FBI began trying to look for ways to basically pin Russian collusion with the Trump campaign. In particular, they went after General Flynn. I believe that there was some animosity against General Flynn, and what we've got now is clear evidence that they fabricated information and leaked information about a conversation he had as the incoming national security advisor for President-elect Trump.
Let's verify that real quick. Why do you say that? I'm not disputing you. I've read all of this material. I agree. But I want our listeners to know why specifically you're saying that and where it's verified.
Well, we know General Flynn was fired a couple of weeks after taking over transition. What we do know is that there has been notes that have been passed down from the agents, including Peter Strzok, that had said they'd been investigating Flynn. They couldn't find evidence, but they did not want to stop an investigation. And now we've got handwritten notes from an unidentified but apparently Bill Priestep, who was the head of counterterrorism for FBI, that said, hey, let's continue. Or do we want to get him to lie under oath in a trap, or do we want to get him fired? And within a few weeks, that is exactly what happened. And how the reason why we know is because we actually have the FBI records and the notes that are now available publicly. They're available publicly because of a very interesting event that happened just this February with Attorney General Barr. He appointed the Eastern Missouri federal prosecutor, Jeff Jensen, to take a look and review the Flynn files as Flynn was facing sentencing for admitting to lying under oath to the FBI. What it turns out, a lot of the information is pointing to the fact that they entrapped Flynn, that they had Andrew McCabe had specifically told Flynn not to get a lawyer under discussion, and James Comey has publicly admitted on tape that he sent FBI agents over to interview him, basically to trap him, to catch him from that point. And we also know that the conversation between Ambassador Kislyak, the Russian ambassador, and Flynn just prior to the election, that transcript had his name basically exposed, and then that information was passed all around the Obama National Security offices just prior to the transition to the Trump team. And that's based on an order that they allowed a lot more information, disclosure of American citizens that were being tapped under foreign intelligence surveillance authorities. Basically it's becoming very clear that there was entrapment against General Flynn, and that the FBI had an out against him, and that the entire case, the Russian collusion case, is beginning to fall apart. And this Flynn piece is just the beginning of what's happening, in my view.
Now, Jim, I want to talk a little bit about one other thing, and that is you have directed me. I am fed up with Matt Drudge's site. You have directed me to another site, and I want to hear your rationale, because I find the other site to be much less dramatic, much more businesslike, much more clear-cut. Tell me the name of the other site again, or tell our listeners, and tell us why it's a viable site in your opinion.
So there's a couple of them out there, but the Citizen Free Press is now basically touting itself as the new Drudge Report. It's basically providing a lot of different information, very similar to the Matt Drudge Report up until about 2 years ago. And I don't know exactly what happened, but word is that Matt Drudge hired an editor that was from the Daily Standard, Bill Kristol's conservative organization that went bankrupt and fell out, but also very much and never Trump conservatives. And then now the Trump report the Drudge report is beginning to, it just looks like the National Enquirer. There's no information about this issue with Flynn's entrapment and the accusations, the facts on the Drudge Report all week. And it's really, really important news, which shows that something's going on there. So Citizens Free Press, that's an incredibly, I mean, it's a simple site, no advertising, provides a lot of information. CitizensFreePress.com.
And we will definitely put up a link to Citizens Free Press. You know, I have to say, if justice prevails, and I believe that it will, I think this is going to go down in history as being the worst 4 or 5 years for the Democratic Party of all time. And the reason I say that, you know, and my Democrat colleagues have to agree with me when they say, you know, yeah, I mean, the actions of some of the big players are just inappropriate. The actions, for example, that came up, that occurred during the Kavanaugh hearings with his children there, were just totally inappropriate. Total lack of class and character. And I think that people are going to wake up and say, you know what? Biden's not going to be the next president, point number one. And point number two, we have some serious doubts about the efficacy, or is it efficacy, of the Democratic Party. I personally do. You know, go ahead, Jimmy.
I was just going to say that I think this is the worst political scandal by far in all of American history. I hope, in fact, they do get to the bottom of it and we get public information and knowledge on it. I know a lot of listeners are concerned that that won't happen. But if we don't, if they do not actually get the information out to the people of what happened, then there's going to be a lot of angry Americans out there, and I don't think that'll go well for anybody.
There are a lot of angry Americans out there right now, and I hate to see it, because we are, for the most part, all good people. Hope you enjoyed KER Politics this week, folks.
The Corlin Economics Report is produced for A.B. Corlin and Associates. Opinions expressed on this program are intended solely for the entertainment of our listeners, do not constitute investment advice, and are not necessarily those of this network, radio station, or our sponsors. Find out more about this program and today's guest by visiting www.kereport.com. For Al Corlin, this is Colleen Robbins. Join us again next week for the Corlin Economics Report.
This is a pandemic survival alert and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone, or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Packing plants are closing, mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to survivalseedbank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million-dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.